Lynn Good wants you to keep in mind that annual rate hikes have not always been the routine for Duke and Progress. When Progress North Carolina customers saw a 5.5% boost in their rates earlier this year, it was the first in 25 years. And until this latest round of Duke Energy increases kicked in at the start of 2010, North Carolina customers experienced some 19 years of unchanged rates.
So we have had very long stretches of no rate increases. And this series of increases were really driven by all the modernization investment that we put into place to address challenges with our older coal fleet. So we built plants. As we look ahead, we don't see a need for new generation for several years. And so our capital spending will be more to maintain the system, and we hope to do that in a way that doesn't drive a rate increase for several years.
So is several years 5 to 10 years or 3 to 6 years?
You know, Julie, I don't want to be that specific at this point because I think we need to see how the business develops, but we certainly don't have plans through 2015, for example. That was a part of the settlement, and our commitment is to keep our rates as low as we possibly can.
Your predecessor, Jim Rogers, talked a lot about the future of nuclear as part of the future of Duke and Progress. But just in the last year, you've called off 4 of the 6 reactors that you had on your slate. Help me understand what the future of nuclear is with Duke Energy. It looks like you're kind of stepping back from what Jim Rogers used to talk about.
So we continue to believe nuclear is important. And if you were to look at how much of the electricity, the generation of electricity in the Carolinas is from nuclear, it supplies 50% of what we produce. And so they're very important assets, the Oconee plant, the McGuire plant, the Catawba plant, very important assets to the state. But those assets are scheduled to begin retiring as early as the 2030s. So Oconee, Robinson, retiring that early. So we continue to believe that we would like to pursue the option of replacing nuclear with nuclear, and the Lee plant represents an opportunity for us to do that.
What's your role in recruiting new big customers? Obviously, you need new customers. Commercial, industrial, I guess I'm thinking of like the data farms, for example. That's big business for you in North Carolina. Certainly has potential for big business. So what is Duke's role in bringing that kind of business or other big electricity users to the state of North Carolina right now?
You know, Julie, what I would say is we are instrumental in economic development for North Carolina. We're part of the infrastructure of North Carolina. And when you look at the way the state has responded to the economic downturn, we've had unemployment at or above national average. We've had industries that have been impacted, whether it's financial services, textile industries, furniture industry over the decades. And so we have been very involved in looking for ways that we can work with community leaders and legislative leaders to bring industry to the state of North Carolina. I think it's for the benefit of the state, it's for the benefit of our customers, and we, of course, supply electricity to them. But I would say, you know, our primary focus is on economic development for the state.
Okay, so in the case of data centers, for example, they don't bring many jobs. Once the construction is completed, it's amazing how few people actually work in one of these really big facilities that are using a ton of electricity. So I guess there's been some thought, some concern that maybe in those cases, the public isn't really getting enough out of it, especially when you consider that in these cases with these large users, they're getting economic incentives, they're getting nice rate packages, industrial customers pay a lower rate than residential and small business customers anyway. So when it comes down to it, residential customers and small business customers are in effect subsidizing the success of these large companies that aren't employing that many people in the case of data centers.
Yeah, so what I would say, Julie, is I'm very proud of the work we've done with economic development. And at this point, it's data centers. We've also been instrumental in bringing other forms of industry and commercial development to the state, and I'm very proud of that and delighted to have a chance to work with community leaders in accomplishing that. You know, to have an opportunity to bring industry to the state that uses electricity 24/7 is actually a benefit to residential customers and commercial customers. Because when we have a base of electricity that's used 24/7 that supports the infrastructure and the costs of providing that electricity to the state, it's actually to the benefit of the rest of our customers. And so I see it as a win-win for not only the state but for the customers of Duke Energy.
So having a base meaning that it's reliable income that you can build into the cost of providing energy?
Yeah, I don't think about it as income. You know, I think about it as you have a resource. Let's take a nuclear plant. It produces power 24/7. If we have that cost structure spread over more customers and more megawatt hours, it's to the benefit of all of them. And that's the way I think about it. And so, you know, you think about the way Duke Power originally grew up. It grew up around textile industry, around big industrial users that used power all the time. And we have built, as a result, an infrastructure that's one of the cheapest forms of electricity in the United States, well below national average. And that was really built on the way the company and the industry and the state developed. And to have an opportunity to perpetuate that into the future should be an objective that's to the benefit of everyone.
That's Lynn Good. She's been the CEO of Duke Energy just over 1 month. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.